Tony Brooks-James said today is technically the last day of fall camp that you started two-week game prep. Is that accurate, and how's that changed practices?
Really? I wouldn't necessarily say this to the end of the training camp. We're going to scrimmage on Sunday, and next week we just sent for our guys and with the staff. It's going to be our first time actually going through a week of game week preparation. I want our guys to go through a week of game preparation before we actually get into the game week, so our guys understand the procedure of how we're going to do things game week. You know, we're still getting out there, and we're still evaluating our guys to get ready for the season.
You don't have any preseason games. How is a new coaching staff? How do you guys prep for? I mean, things are moving so fast on a game day. How do you prep the communication for game one week?
Like on Sunday, we're going to go and practice as if it's a game. You know, we'll bring out the headsets, and guys will go up in the press box and be in the area where they're going to be, and we'll go out and go through stretch and everything, just so everybody knows exactly where we're going to go. So we practice some of those things throughout training camp and even in spring ball. You know, so everybody will know exactly where they're at.
You expect there to be a lot of communication issues to iron out between the guys on the headset and how you guys function?
No, because not a lot of guys need to be talking, you know. There could be some questions asked, but not many need to be talking. And guys need to speak when they're supposed to speak. But I don't think it'll be a lot of issues. Like I said, we've worked through a lot of that already in the spring. And I know offensively, every day of practice we use headsets, you know, and talk. So that part I think really helps us.
Speaking of game day, do you imagine that the presentation of the game day will be similar to last year? The walk through the Mo and all of that stuff?
Yeah, we'll walk through and see our fans and all. That'd be very similar to what we've done before, you know. I don't necessarily know everything that we've done, but I know we're going to walk to see our fans.
Do you plan on adding anything?
Again, I don't know exactly what they did last year. I just plan on doing what we're accustomed to doing before, and it's usually the walk. We get a lot of the work done in the morning walkthroughs and film review, and get our guys off their feet to get themselves ready for the game.
Did you start expanding and restricting reps for certain levels of guys on the depth chart right now, or is that next week?
No, that would be pretty much towards the end of next week, close to game week. You know, once we figure out who's going to really help us and who's not. You know, right now we just, again, continue to trying to get guys ready for the season.
How's Braxton coming along, the true freshman quarterback? Do you look at him now as the backup, and is he ready to play?
No, we haven't decided on who's backing up, who's starting, anything. You know, some guys, kind of obviously, they'll be starting for us, but we haven't made any decision on who's starting and who's backing up what position. Again, like I said, we're still competing, and guys are still being evaluated every single day, you know. But those guys are getting better. Braxton is getting better, and Taylor is getting better, and same with Mike. All those guys are getting better each and every day we get out there.
What did you need to see from Braxton in training camp to say, hey, you could potentially play for us?
And you keep bringing up Braxton, like, that's just, I know. I mean, he's competing for that role with Taylor as well, you know. And what I need to see out of those guys is pretty much the same thing we need to see out of a starter. Need some consistency and guys that can execute our offense, and guys that don't make a lot of mental mistakes, you know. They got to take care of the football. You know, that football is all of our dreams, goals, and aspiration, and there's a lot of people depending on them to take care of that ball. So we need guys to do the right thing and take care of the football.
Have you decided what assistants will be coaching from the booth on game days?
No, not yet. You know, that's a fib. I'm fibbing. You know, I have. You know, we on the offense side of the ball, Coach Cristobal will be down on the field. Coach Johnson will be down on the field. Coach Pemberton will be down there. Coach Arroyo will be upstairs. And some of our GAs.
You've described the offense as fast and up tempo. Is there a certain amount of time you'd like the ball snap?
No, I just want to go fast. It don't matter the time or anything. We want to go fast. And there'll be time where we don't go fast. You know, we kind of dictate when we want to go fast in our offense, but we definitely don't want to be slow. You know, and we would like to have plenty of time on the play clock when we do go.
What are the expectations you want to see from scrimmage one to scrimmage two?
Less penalties. First and foremost, we're not good enough as a football team to beat ourselves with penalties, so we got to be very disciplined from that standpoint. You know, and then less missed assignments. You know, I think that's really key for our guys as we continue to get closer to the game is to limit those missed assignments. You know, we're running the same plays over and over again, and comes a time where we just can't have those. You know, we might have some, we might get beat one-on-one, but we can't not know what we're doing.
Tony Rich James said that you guys had some discussions at dinner, I think, this week about the events in Charlottesville. What were those discussions kind of like, and what did you kind of hope to get out of discussing that with your team?
We just talked in general and wanted to get our guys' feedback on what they thought about it, you know, and just make sure we were all on the same page from that standpoint, and didn't want our guys just sitting around talking about it among themselves. We're a team, and we want to all talk about it and make sure everybody's on the same page and feeling good about it, and more importantly, just trying to always educate our guys on everything, not just football, but life in general, you know, because it's affected a lot of people, as you see, and with social media, it really can affect people. Social media is, you know, it can mess with a lot of guys' minds and make them think a certain way without necessarily knowing all the truth and everything. So you just try to help the young people, because a lot of them don't know, and we can't assume that they know, and you can't, if you don't help them think, somebody else will make them think a certain way. So, but more importantly, just always trying to think what's best for our football team.
How has Breland progressed, and how do you feel about the depth behind him?
Man, Breland he's coming along. I'm really impressed with all our tight ends from spring to now, and Breland's been out there with a glove on his wrist, like he's getting ready to fight in that McGregor and Mayweather fight. But he hadn't dropped the ball. You know, so we might let him use that all year long out there. But he's coming along big time. And Cam McCormick is doing some great things for us too. Bay and Matt, they all have gotten a lot better. I've been really impressed with those guys. Are they where we need them to be? No, but they're a lot better than what they were when we first started off. And to be honest with you, I feel good about putting any one of those guys in the game and running our offense.
I wanted to ask about some of the support staff that you brought from South Florida, David Kelly, Sherrod Everett, Trey Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you thought pretty highly of them to bring him here. What role do they have in your
Well, Sherrod Everett and Trey Hackett has been with me since Western Kentucky days. You know, they've been with me from the start, you know, and they understand exactly how we do things. And I think when, again, turning around a program or taking over a program and you want to lay the foundation, those are some of the better people to have along with you, because they understand the things away from football that's probably more important in order to change that coach. And those guys are great with what they do. They're great with our players and caring about our players as people, not what they can do for us. And they just really help with building the program. They all great worker, and they take pride in their jobs, and they've been a big part of our success over the years.
Willie, speaking of South Florida, you've got a former defensive back, Austin Hudson, playing up the road at Oregon State. What kind of young man are they getting up there?
He's a great kid. Great athlete, you know, and he'll work his tail off.
Thanks, guys.
Austin's up there?
Yes, Coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We all leaving Florida coming to Oregon, huh? How about that? Something about the state of Oregon, huh?